Okay, we're moving on to cranes. Let's do right leg up.
10 girls suspend themselves upside down underwater. Their left legs lie on the surface of the pool, and their right legs shoot straight up, motionless. This is the New Canaan YMCA synchronized swimming team. As they hold this position for what seems like an impossibly long time, their coach, Jen Music, reaches over the edge of the pool and pushes their legs.
If they fall over, their core is not set. They should really have minimal movement when I do that. And we're also looking for long, extended legs.
They move on to another position, which can really only be described as an upside-down, underwater split.
Okay, guys, so you're all kind of losing your alignment. Either
team members like Sophie Price say synchro, as they call it, doesn't get the respect it deserves. It's not just ballet in a pool.
Like, there is a ballet-like element in it, but you also have to hold your breath, you have to do, like, lung training, you have to scull, and then you have to, like, hold your whole body weight up with your, like, bare hands.
And while you're doing all that, you have to keep the beat of the music.
And that can be really hard at times, especially when you're, you know, don't have goggles on and you're in a really chlorine pool and it's at the end of the routine and you're really tired and you feel like you're dying.
As their teammates cheer them on, the girls move from one side of the pool to the other, shifting their geometric formations, kicking, twisting, and occasionally throwing each other into the air, sometimes in perfect unison, sometimes in a deliberate cascade of movement. This kind of precision doesn't come easy. Here's swimmer Olivia Buckley.
We were here 3 hours on Monday, 3 hours on Wednesday, 3 hours tomorrow, 2 hours on Friday, and 5.5 hours on Saturday.
In addition to the time and effort for the girls, being on the team also takes a lot of money from their parents. One coach estimates the cost could average $10,000 to $12,000 a year, including coaching fees, a lot of travel, and of course, glittery bathing suits.
Lots of glitter.
A lot of glitter?
A lot of glitter. My mom spends like hours glittering the suits.
The dedication to the team can get pretty extreme. Alex Poteet and her family used to live in Pennsylvania.
I felt like I wasn't getting the maximum level of training that I could get. So when New Canaan offered me a spot on the team, I gladly accepted.
But that meant your whole family moved here, right?
Yeah.
That's because the New Canaan team is one of the top in the country. The age 12 and under group has ranked in the top 10 for the last 5 years or so. And the coaches say this year's 13 to 15-year-olds could medal at the Nationals. And while they may be serious athletes on their way to a national competition, they're still teenage girls.
I need you guys to be on your game today because we got to get through a lot, okay?
Group hug!
No, we don't need group hug right now.
Starting tomorrow, the New Canaan Y team will be in Federal Way, Washington, to suit up for competition in their bathing caps, very sparkly bathing suits, and of course, those little nose clips.
How important is wearing those things?
Really important, because if you don't wear them, you get water off your nose, and it's hard to hold your breath, and then you choke, and it's not good.
Do either of you have an extra one on you right now? Can I try one on?
Yeah. Craig Lamont, WSHU News.
Thank you.